This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we have a refugee back.
And this is also a reunion.
It's a reunion of an older podcast that those of you may have listened to back in the day called the Fatitude Era. Please welcome to the show the Reverend Jess Smith.
How you doing, folks?
Welcome, brother.
I'm so happy to be here.
Glad to have you. So, Jess, why do you hate lazy podcasters?
All right. I just want to preface this by saying this is not a personal jab. I want to point that out. I was worried that you guys might think that. But, all right.
Would have been better if it was.
Maybe. The reason I hate lazy podcasters is because me personally, I view podcasting as an art. I think that there is definitely some things you got to do in order to be considered one of the players.
Yeah.
You know, and there are just so many people out there that think that you're able to just set your phone down in the center of a table with you and two of your white friends and just talk about meaningless bullshit for an hour. And that's the thing. It's the most irritating thing in my life when I have people that are like, oh, check out my podcast. And then I check it out and it's just
your first question should be, what's it about?
Yeah. Like that's the thing. I didn't have to ask that question.
Right.
I wish that I could just be like, all right, let me turn this on. Oh, I'm not liking what they're covering in their format, which is one thing they need to have is a format. And you know, dealing with the fact that they have this tendency to just ramble incoherently or rely on inside jokes that are not part of anything. In the first episode, they're dropping inside jokes. Like, it's different in this podcast. This podcast, we talk about Jordan's fuckable lips. We talk about this, that, and the other. But those are all things that have been previously mentioned on a podcast.
Right.
We don't get that with, you know, just some random guy posting in a podcast group. It's his first episode, and he's just like, you remember when this happened? Here's a reference.
I mean, when I very first started doing podcasting in, like, God, 2013, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was all just very, it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one I ever was on was with my friend Clay McElwee, or I think that I forget how the fuck to say his last name.
Like you knew your co-host
I was just on his show, and it was called the Macclecast, and we sat there for like 3 hours and talked about like music and all this kind of shit, and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I could definitely do this, and then, you know, it was me, Devin, Mason, Ben, just sitting around fucking letting Ben hit record while fucking 5-6 people talked. And like, you know, basically it all started when I came back from Kalamazoo, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's like, people are like, oh, we want to know what happened.
This was the illustrious Hativity scene.
Yes, that's what it was called. Yes. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was that or like something with the damned in it or something. I couldn't remember. Yeah. But yeah, that was that. I think we did one episode.
Yes, one episode. It has finally made it to 150 listens, I guess.
See, but that's, there you go. Look how far I've come since then.
Right.
I've never really stopped podcasting aside from, you know, the interval between your and my show and the interval of Shear leaving. And
this is true.
So basically for the last, what, 4 or 5 years, I've been doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, to counteract what you said, first and foremost, all fucking podcasters are lazy.
Well, this is true.
But there's a level to it, yeah, and exactly. I get what you're saying.
I'm talking about the total lazy level. This is where we're talking cell phone on the table, no format. Let's just record it and upload it and see what people think. You know what I mean? Like, my whole thing is like, okay, going back to our podcast. Our podcast was, the first episode is the worst episode.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Had no clue.
Exactly. It wasn't until the second episode where we sat down and figured out a format.
Like an outline.
Yeah, that it was listenable.
Yeah.
Like, because the first one, I turn it off when I listen to it now.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, my whole thing is, if you're going to do a podcast, I think you should have, A, a format, B, put the money down for some decent equipment. It doesn't take much to sound decent.
Or pay, you know, somebody good to do
their craft. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like that's the thing. We didn't have any equipment when we started Fatitude Era.
No.
So we went to the Lord Pete himself, Milky Way Recordings. And it was expensive.
Yes, it was.
But at the same time,
it was quality.
Yeah, exactly. We were getting what we were paying for. And people don't seem to understand that. They just think they can set their cell phone down, record it, and not do anything to it. Meanwhile, their fucking dog is barking through half of the episode. You have just horrible echo.
You hear the neighbors.
Exactly. There's a drug deal going on outside, and you can hear everything that's happening. It's just ridiculous.
Generally performed by me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But no, like, I mean, it's very, very frustrating when people do think like, oh, like, I mean, cause like what we did even with the Fatitude Era, like spoiler, we might be bringing that back. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
We're actually working on that right now. So
it needs a format and it needs an outline. So that's coming before the podcast. Yeah.
So that's going to be about 3 weeks worth of work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we got a lot of chips to eat too. Yeah. But you know,
we got to get back in shape. Well, yeah. We got to get back in out of shape.
And you don't have a lot of work to do there.
Right? No, we're on the cusp.
Right.
We're actually trying to get fatter.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to reach goal weight.
We both slimmed down since then and we need to get back up to where we were.
But I mean, just like the what we did, and this is what I was going to say, is I still don't know if there's a show doing this, like in the wrestling community. We turned into like a wrestling variety show.
Yeah,
and like
skits and segments.
There's no, I can't think of another one that does that.
Yeah.
And if they do, I haven't heard of them.
Yeah.
And like, we're going to run with that again, but we're just going to, it's me and him are so seasoned now.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be better than it was before.
Yeah, exactly. See, like my whole thing is I have plenty of like, and I have my own network and everything like that, a podcast that I look over and everything. And one of them is very much just a, let's hang out and do shit and just talk about shit. But they have worked on getting segments involved. So they'll do like an Ask Reddit question, or they'll play a game or something. And to me, that's more important than just, oh, I want to hang out with my friends and everything like that. Like, if you're just doing a podcast because you want to hear yourself speak, that's fine. Don't expect people to listen. Because my whole thing is, I'm coming to a podcast because I want to be entertained. If you're just going on about inside jokes and everything like that, I'm not going to be entertained. Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but my whole thing is like with the Fatitude Era, we started with, okay, let's talk about wrestling. That's the baseline. Then we decided, all right, we're going to have a topic discussion where we cover a specific topic. We'll talk about what happened this week on WWE. And, oh, let's do a comedy segment where we bring on a juggalo.
Yeah, here's
kid.
Some dumb bullshit. Yeah, and exactly. And it's going to be funny to us. So
exactly. You know. And we even played games, too. If you remember, on the episode you were on, we played Two Truths and a Lie with offensive gimmicks.
Yeah.
With the ever illustrious wrestling lesbian named Butch Dykerson.
True. Story.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would not fly today.
No.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we were going balls out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The whole title of the episode was Let's Get Offensive, so we decided to get offensive. And like my whole standpoint is we always had that format after the first episode because we realized how unlistenable the first episode was.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what people don't seem to
realize. I mean, people who have not heard our show before, that like everybody knows me and Sheer like wrestling. Like we talk about it enough on here that like,
you like wrestling? No fucking way.
That are going to be drawn to go listen to you and me who haven't heard our shit before. Like the first 15 episodes are going to be up whether we want the first one up or not. It's going to be there, but you're going to hear like the progression over 15 episodes, which, you know, weren't every week. We're going to be better about that because now we can.
Yeah.
but it's just, you'll see again, like when I throw myself into something, which is generally podcasting, I'm like, oh wait, I forgot I'm good at this.
Yeah.
You know, like my self-esteem has not been very high the last year or two or three, however long. But like when it's like I can get on somewhere and it's like, okay, I know I'm at least going to make some people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know exactly who those people are, but I mean, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my whole thing is like, you know, when we did episode 8 of Fatitude Era and we the episode got derailed because that's when we did the wrestler porn character.
That's a great episode.
Yeah, but like there's like a fucking, you know, 10-minute, 15-minute stretch of us just naming off dumb porn names
and laughing our asses off.
Yeah. See, like that's the thing. If you have little diversions like that, that's fine. But if you're trying to base an entire show around that and not having some set thing that you're there to do, then it's just going to be unlistenable.
Well, you also have to create those moments.
Well, yeah,
that have to happen organically. You can't just like plan like we're going to riff on X for an hour and it's going to be gold.
The sad part is that's what you get, though. You get these people that are just they think that anybody can do it. And a lot of it has to do with people like Joe Rogan and Kevin Smith, because Joe Rogan and Kevin Smith both put out long form podcasts where it's just them and their friends bullshitting. Mm-hmm. There's no format.
Yeah, but their friends are interesting.
that's the difference. That's what people don't understand.
Their friends are entertaining or entertainers.
And like that's the thing. If you're out there and you're listening and you do want to do your own podcast, I encourage you to do it. But my main thing is, don't think that you'll get 50,000 listens on an episode just because it's you and your friends bullshitting. The reason 50,000 people will listen to Kevin Smith bullshit with his friend Scott Mosier is because he's Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
It's because he's built a career of films and TV shows and stuff like that that he's worked on and built a fan base. That way, that's the same reason that we'll watch 3-hour-long Q&A DVDs that he does, because he's Kevin fucking Smith. Yeah. And that's what people don't seem to understand. The same thing with Joe Rogan. I'll watch Joe Rogan interview people for 3.5 hours. That's fine because it's Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to watch, you know, my buddy Tom down the street. You know what I mean? Like interview.
The Fatitude Era is what you're listening at?
Yeah. Racist Tom from the 5 o'clock. Yeah. See, like that's my whole thing. And I'm not trying to shit on anybody's dream. I'm just saying, get a format, find something that you want to talk about on a weekly basis. You know, but I will say this, don't do fucking true crime. There's way too many true crime podcasts out there now.
But like, wouldn't you say, I mean, like the biggest thing that I think me and Shear would probably push out there is, because this is what was drilled into our heads from the beginning, consistency.
Yeah.
Fucking be consistent.
Yeah.
And I mean, we strive to be fucking consistent.
Well, yeah. I mean, it came from radio. Because when I did Muhammad's Radio, if we missed a week because of whatever, generally the whatever was there was an event that the producer had to go to, or there was a problem with the phones or something, we would lose listeners because like people weren't sure, like, are they going to be on?
Yeah.
And because that particular audience at WCSB, like, it's not your Facebook audience. It's like the people that listen to that station, like, they're not social media mavens for the most part.
Yeah.
So like they're tuning in, they're regular listeners. And if you're not on week to week, they're like, okay, I guess like I'll stop listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so from that, I figured out like, oh, you got to be on every week. Otherwise, you know, people are just going to be like, well, I guess they're not on anymore and fuck off.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, my main thing is I want to make sure that every week there's something to talk about. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Oh, and with us coming, hey, we're going to have plenty to talk about and dissect.
Exactly. Exactly. But like my whole thing is like, for example, with the way we were doing Fatitude Era beforehand, I don't know if it would have been a viable format to keep with, because each week we were trying to determine what the topic would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think with this new, you know, that's probably why it's going to take a little bit longer for us to get back now.
Well, there's a boom period. There's a lot of content that we have to intake that we both already do.
But going off of what you said, though, we don't want to just be another here's the news.
No.
Yeah.
I refuse to do that.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of people that are trying to keep up on current events. And if you want to do that, then you really have to be consistent, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, your quality has to be consistent. Like, you can't have off weeks.
Yeah.
Because like it's like, oh fuck it, they've lost their touch, now I'm done.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is like with all the shit week to week that we're gonna be able to watch, because we're still gonna do we'll pick certain things out, like the highlights or the lowlights, you know, or both, whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, just because there's, you know, we at the time there would have been WWE and there would have been the indies. And the indies were not as easily watchable even three, 4 years ago as they are now because with the invention of Fight TV and all that shit, you know, and it's affordable now. But, you know, we alone, WWE, AEW, NWA, you know, fucking, I don't know if I really want to talk about Impact, but I mean, there's some people I like not? There. I do, because honestly, like, Impact is a company that, like, has money, kind of, and they look like, the, and I hate, even because I got blocked by fucking Cornette, I hate saying that looks like an outlaw fucking mud show. Like, it looks... Like, I've seen better quality production on indie shows than I have on Impact shows.
Yeah.
And I just finally saw highlights from RVD and Sabu versus the Lucha Brothers. What a shit show that was. I was so happy I didn't pay money. Because I was like, oh, shit, that's going to be good. And then it's like, well, wait, RVD is, you know, kept in pretty decent shape. But, like, then I watched the highlights. I was like, oh, dude, him and Sabu are all over the place. And the Lucha Brothers are just like... What the fuck? We're like one of the best tag teams in the world.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going back to what the topic is, because we don't want this to devolve into.
Oh, we always do.
Well, I think the Fatitude era should be just about House of Glory.
I mean, hey, you know, House of Glory. Why don't we go ahead and throw that? What are the Heroes of Wrestling? The one where Jake the Snake was all fucked up and you want to play 21?
No, dude. House of Glory. Master P just bought it.
Yeah, he just bought it.
Oh, really?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah. He just bought it.
Speaking of current events. Okay, but that's
and he's the only got fuck you money, by the way.
Yeah.
No, he's got make him say money.
Actually, he's got no limit money.
Boo, dude, boo. You know what? Fatitude reunion's canceled with jokes like that. Oh, man. But yeah, that's my whole thing. It's like, I feel like celebrity podcasts make people think that everyone can do it and they can just be lazy about it. Because to me, I don't think there's anybody more lazy than a celebrity podcaster, because I can just be like, fuck you, I'm here and we'll talk about whatever. You know what I mean? And then you have people like, and I want to preface this. I am not attacking Chris Jericho. I'm not attacking Chris Jericho. But
good, because I will attack you.
But I will say that, like, Jericho's podcast, I can only listen to it in bursts. You know what I mean?
I would agree with that. It always will depend on who the guest is. He is a great interviewer.
Yeah.
It will depend on who the guest is, and also, like, if he didn't do two a week.
Well, my whole standpoint is he's just, it's every... It's like I'm watching television where every 10 minutes there's a commercial break. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I get that that's how you make your money when you're doing podcasting. But, like, at the same time, I would much rather prefer, you know, halfway through the episode, just like 3 straight minutes of ads. You know what I mean? Give me that. And instead of just like every 10 minutes, you're just like, oh, hold that thought while we're talking.
Yeah, he segues a lot.
And you can definitely tell that those segues are post-production.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
It's just, but it is what it is at the end of the day. I'm not sitting here saying that.
And there you go. There's another thing, though, is like Chris Jericho, he has an agent who helps get people on his fucking podcast.
Yeah.
It's not like Chris Jericho just knows everybody. You know, like, the wrestler's one thing, he can text people, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, that's professional ass shit. He was just smart enough to jump on the train when he did.
Well, that's a thing. I've talked to people around here that want to do, like, have. Either have a podcast or want to expand their current one. And that's something that, like, a lot of people around here need, is somebody to book guests and to, you know, arrange Skype calls and fucking arrange flights and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody in Cleveland outside of the iHeart that does that. And that would be, there is a, like, people often ask, like, well, how can I get involved in comedy without doing comedy? That's one way, is we need somebody that wants to, I don't know how the fuck you're going to monetize it, but, you know, producing, like, doing the agenting shit work of the podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of people need that.
Especially nowadays with, you know, with all these new podcast platforms. You know what I mean? You got Anchor, you got, you know, Spotify just started doing their podcast game. Everything like that. All these different podcast platforms. Everybody wants to start a podcast now.
Oh, yeah. It's an oversaturated market now.
Well, yeah, but and that's the thing. The problem is it's oversaturated by people who don't want to try.
Yeah, or are any good at it.
Yeah, and listen, I am not attacking anybody personally, but I will tell you a story about this guy. He had a podcast, and I'm just going to say his fucking name. I don't care. Tim Stuckey, it was his name. And he had a podcast called Sticking with Stuckey, and he had no problem paying the website fee, you know, to host, you know, host it on SoundCloud.
No.
But he would not shell out for any equipment. So his equipment was a Rock Band mic plugged up to a laptop that was running Windows XP sitting in a coffee cup in front of him. And it was him and his buddies just bullshitting for 2 hours at a time. And he approached me one time and he was like, hey, do you think I could get on with your network? And I was like, maybe, if you're willing to like put some actual work into it. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Your show sounds like dog shit. Like, yeah, you can 100% tell the setup.
I've had to tell people that before, and it's not a comfortable thing to do, but you have to.
Well, and that's the thing. His immediate response was, oh, I know. I figure it, you know, adds to the feel of it. I'm like,
no,
there's not that the sounding like shit aesthetic does not exist in podcasting. Yeah.
Unless
this is not punk rock.
No, this is not harsh noise wall music where you can sound like shit and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, that's my whole thing is if you're sitting there and accepting that fact, that's not okay. Stop podcasting.
Yeah.
Stop wasting your time and my time.
Well, no, and I agree. Like you said it before, I touched on it on the last episode that like, if, like, you know, Kevin Smith encourages everybody to podcast, and I think that's great. He's a big sweetheart, whatever. Yeah. And we all know I'm a huge fan of him, so I don't dismissively say whatever to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a difference. Do you want to just have, like, a recorded conversation with your friends? Cool.
Yeah.
Fucking do that. That's awesome. Because then, you know, when your friend dies, you know, you'll be able to go back and listen to that.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to be fucking morbid, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to do it, because you want to do it, you want to be good at it, go fucking do it.
Yeah.
And like, there's a million articles online, so you don't have to fucking text me on how to start a goddamn podcast.
Right.
For anybody who listens to this, by the way.
How many texts?
How's it going, Ray High Class?
How many texts have you gotten?
Over how many years?
Just since we've started.
Since we've started, so what, that's 3 years? Fuck. At least 25,
oh,
at
Jesus.
Least 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Like people like, hey, I want to like, okay. Like, and then it's like, what, I have to write out a fucking dissertation to show you how to do it? That's why the fucking articles online exist.
Well, not only that, but like, okay, so I'm involved with a group on Discord that's based off of this YouTube channel that this guy named Bandrew Scott does. And it's a channel called Podcastage. I watch it all the time. There's some great mic reviews, everything.
Oh,
like
cool.
That. Yeah. And his community is filled with people that want to do it the right way. And it's like a small little beacon of hope in just the shit sandwich that podcasting is. And it's just like, these are the type of people where they're like, okay, how do I do this? You have seven different people hitting them up saying, okay, let me show you how to do this. This is the best way to go about it. They want to know what kind of equipment you have and everything like that. But like, my whole thing is people come to me and they say, I want to start a podcast or I want to set up a podcasting studio. And they go, what would you recommend? And I send them a list of shit they need. And they go, oh, that's kind of expensive.
Then do your own goddamn research, you little shit.
Right. Well, yeah. It's like, keep in mind, I'm a broke bitch.
Yeah.
OK, I'm the first to admit it. I will send you the most budget gear I can find that I know works, because I will never send something that I haven't tested myself.
Sure.
Because how the fuck am I going to know?
Yeah.
Right. So I will send them something, you know, a Behringer 1204 USB, which is, you know, four microphones, everything like that, does the job, plugs right into your computer. Everything's fine. $150 mixer. Not crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's fair.
Exactly. If you're talking about fucking, you know, Aero Audio, that's a $400 piece. You know what I mean? And like they go, oh, well, what kind of mics? Oh, get Dynamics. Well, why? I don't know. I saw this really cheap mic for $30. It's a newer. Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you want to get that, is your room treated? Well, no. Okay, then don't fucking get a condenser. You know what I mean? Unless you want to put the money in, like, you know, we've done here with, you know, the foam and stuff to make sure it doesn't sound like an echoey fucking bathroom.
Right.
Because with condensers, that's what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, if you listen to some earlier episodes of the podcast, you can tell when we're not recording in the studio.
Yep.
Because it's there's a bit of an echo.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the PB Smooth episode. I remember that one specifically. Like, it was very echoey.
Yeah, we were in a completely separate room than we were normally in.
Yeah. So, like, and, like, that's the thing. Like, that's perfectly fine, but notice that you guys went through the trouble of fixing that. And
we have worked with three different audio technicians throughout the course of this show, and basically we work with two now. And we could not ask for better people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That being
yeah.
Mike Calhoun and Paul Wolf. Like, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying, I mean, Paul would probably be happy to take your work, but Mike's fucking busy as shit.
But there are, if you're in the Cleveland area, and you're listening, there are various podcasting studios that will be happy to take your money and just do the research and find them. I'm not recommending them because, like, you know, pay for fucking ad, bitches. But and I'm not using your services because, like, I have my people.
Yeah.
But
like, I'll plug Paul and fucking Mike all day.
Yeah. Paul's also producing another podcast for me, the Ad Hominem Attack Show, which is the Cleveland comedy podcast of record. You can hear that also.
Well, I just referred a friend to Paul, but like, I hit Paul up first. So, like, my buddy hit me up and was like, "Hey, I got an idea for a podcast." It's like, that'll hear out. But hey, I want to do a podcast. How do I start one? Fuck off.
Yeah.
But like, I texted Paul ahead of time. I was like, "Hey, I got a buddy who, you know, doesn't have any equipment, looking to do something. You know, you mind if I give him your email?"
Yeah.
You know, I would never fucking just give that, because, like, even to like a friend, like, because I don't want to fucking bug somebody else. I don't want to bug the guy who makes me sound fucking good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, as good as he can.
Yeah. You know? Just fuck me up the rest of the
there's
way.
There's only so much you can do,
right?
To make
it all depends on how many beers I've had. Leave me alone.
Oh, sure.
Blame the liquor, faggot.
Okay, so Butch Dykerson's a problem, but faggot's fine, okay?
Hey.
Only for today.
Right.
Okay. Only for today, because I'm feeling extra gay.
I was going to say, only
because
it's me. Well,
you know, I'm halfway there, so that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
But
whatever.
I love that. I'm okay with
it. Well, it was funny. I, you know, and side note, I applied for a job at a gay bar that's, like, right up the street from me, like a bartending gig. And
as a dancer?
No. It's a bartender. And
it's a bear bar.
That's like, so Chelsea was like, "Well, why? Like, do you think they'd hire you?" I was like, "I mean, in a certain community, I'm cute." And she, you know, she laughed. And I was like, "And I have no, I'll flirt with dudes for fucking tip money. Are you kidding me? I don't give a shit."
Push your Jordan together.
It's just Jordan. You got to start wearing lip gloss, man.
That's fine.
That's all you got to do. Lip gloss
dude,
to popping.
I will fucking dress up like Freddie fucking Mercury, like in I Want to Break Free. Like, I don't give a shit. If I'm getting money, see, that's the thing, is what people don't understand. It's like, if you're paying me, I'll probably fucking do it. Like, and as long as the money's good.
Yeah. Okay.
It is what it is.
Jordan is a big whore. A big gay whore.
You'd think I took most of my cues from you.
I am also a big gay whore, but
it really pisses me off that he wasn't a big gay whore when we were doing Fat Tutor the first time. You know how many interviews we could have gotten?
Mm. Actually, we can get way more interviews now because I know people now.
Right. It is what it is.
Oh, shit. But yeah, like, that's my main thing, is I just think that people need to put the work in.
Yeah.
If they want to do podcasting, put the work in. Put the minuscule amount of work in. Just make sure you don't sound like shit.
How long? Like, I mean, dude, come up with, like, that's the thing, is like I said before, if you want to record conversations with your friends, go, by all means, go ahead. 100%. If you want to pay to put it on the internet, go ahead.
Yeah.
But if you're serious about doing it, come up with a fucking idea.
Yeah.
And then work on that idea.
Well, not only that, but this also brings me to another point. There's those people, the lazy podcasters, are the ones that want the most money for what they're doing. Those are the people, like, you know, the dude who had the fucking Rock Band mic in the cup was wondering, asked me one time, "Hey, how much do you usually get paid for episode?" I'm like, "I can tell you what I pay to make an episode."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shit.
You know?
That's another thing I fucking tell people, dude, like, that have hit me up, you know, and more recently, I've become more callous recently because, like, I'm working on my own shit. I can't work on your shit, too.
Yeah.
But it's like, what you don't understand is like you, if you're getting into podcasting, even if it's something you really want to do and like you want to take further, like you are immediately fighting an uphill battle, and be prepared to lose money until you are having 50,000 listeners a week, because that's when you'll start making a minuscule amount of money. And if you're not making money because of that many listeners, go fucking hustle some goddamn sponsors, man, in your local fucking area.
Jordan.
Fuck off.
Well, seriously though, when we were doing Fatitude Era, you know, we had Kazi who was sponsoring us for $20 a month. You know what I mean? That right there, that covered the SoundCloud.
Make it cheap for people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because and that's another thing. Know your fucking role. Mm-hmm. Know who you are on the totem pole. You are never going to be Kevin Smith. You are never going to be Joe Rogan. So just make sure that what you're doing, put as much work as you want to into it, and put even more than you want to.
If you care.
Make it something worth listening to, so when people do discover you, they stay with you.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, that guy who had the rock band mic in the cup, listened to one episode, never went back, and he did 63 episodes. So,
dude sounds like the Darby Crash of fucking just like terrible, terrible, just awful equipment, and entertained a few people for a minute until he died of a heroin overdose.
He was kind of like a Special Olympics podcaster. You know what I mean? You were just looking at him going like, oh, he's trying, you know what I mean? But not really. And then you realize that he's going for that in sound. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, you're not even that level.
You just
don't give a shit.
In this conversation, like now that we've been doing this for as long as we have, like, That is the most egregious thing to me. Like, if Shear and I can sound good every fucking week, if you're not serious about podcasting, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm saying that I want to hear a podcast on a SingStar mic.
That or like, you know, the Bluetooth karaoke mic
we'll each get something. I'll get a Talkboy. Mm-hmm. and we'll see what sounds best.
Can I get
what's the most punk rock and vintage?
I want to get the little tape recorder with the microphone from Toy Story. That's what I want to record with.
I'm going to record on a dictaphone from an 80-year-old lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely. No, that is the most egregious thing to me. Like, what you want to sound like shit? Yeah. Like, when somebody tells you your podcast sounds like shit, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it should be fucking embarrassing.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it's like, the man who you know, controls this whole network, Sean Ast, has been very famously quoted of, you don't belong on my network if your podcast sounds like fuzz.
Yeah.
And I really think that that's something people can understand, you know, can live by.
Well, when they're making a podcast. I mean, that's the thing is like, you know, when Above Below first started and there were certain shows on there, like he would text me and he'd be like, hey, this is your job. Tell them it sounds like shit. And it's like, all right, you know, I can do that. And, you know, people either respond or they don't, and they fall off, fucking drop off, whatever. Like, I'll find another project to sink my fucking teeth into. I don't care.
Yeah. That explains the gay bar.
Hopefully you're not sinking your teeth in at the gay bar. That's how you get the HIV. That's direct fluid contact.
Yeah. Man, you don't want that.
That's
blood
that,
too.
That is what that is what dreams are made of right there.
Absolutely.
Just teeth.
Well, no, it is my dream for Jordan to get the HIV because like
I thought I had it.
Because you need a minority hire?
No, it's because we're gonna promote as like the podcast.
He's dying.
let the HIV flow through you.
We're gonna be a more positive podcast that way.
Oh shit, man. Oh, I thought I wanted to move to Philadelphia for ECW. Now I just want to move there to be like Tom Hanks.
Yeah. At least you'll lose weight.
That explains the Freddie Mercury comment from earlier.
I just got fired from fucking Fatitude Era. Why? Because I have HIV.
Yep. I can't afford the medicine, so now they can't tell if I have psoriasis or lesions.
That's horrifying. El Hibdano Diablo. Oh, shit.
How'd you get AIDS? I don't even know. Somebody told me I had it once on a podcast.
And then, lo and behold,
didn't bother getting tested. I was just like, that's just me now.
Sure as shit, I was.
Oh, man.
But yeah. That is...
Raise your hand if you've ever tried to harvest somebody's AIDS blood to give somebody else.
I thought it was only me.
Where's New Jack? Probably.
Maybe in IWA Japan.
Fucking, or mass transit, even. You know? Well, actually, Bubba Ray Dudley, do you remember when he used to do that shit? Like, when he'd be cut... And somebody else would be cut, and he'd take his blood and then wipe it on their fucking cut. I remember being like 10 years old and being like, that's fucking gross, dude. That's how you get AIDS.
This is why I don't do like wrestling commentary anymore. I did it in my early 20s. And one of the things that I yelled at online was there was one of the Moondogs was out in APW. I don't remember his name, but he would spit at the audience.
Oh, God.
And I was like, that's gross. You can get AIDS that way. Okay. And that Moondog got so pissed at me because he wrestled in Oregon. And thing about Oregon is, like, you have to go through rigorous testing in order to wrestle in Oregon. And, like, the commission still had power then. So yeah. It was like... He's like, how dare you imply that I have AIDS?
Well, I just want to point out that my favorite Dudley boy was always Greg Louganis. I just want to put that out there.
No, absolutely not. What the fucking AIDS thing? Oh, no, you said spitting at people. Just reminds me of Fat Mike on the live record. Hey, that's how you get hepatitis, man. Yeah. Cool, call me a pussy. I'm not punk rock, but that's how you get hepatitis.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This coming from a guy that, like, has literally laid on a fucking balcony and let his wife piss in his mouth. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were looking at Jordan. Jordan, you let Chelsea do that? That's awesome.
I mean, he's always said Fat Mike is his hero, so I figure it's only a matter of time.
That I'm doing weird shit like that or almost drug overdosing, which...
Been there,
long time ago.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Oh, shit.
We've all had our moments.
Yeah, exactly. It's a beautiful thing. It brings us all together.
Yeah.
So does everybody have their Narcan on them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always keep that in the back pocket.
At all times.
Yeah. You can get it for free, I think.
Yeah, dude, I did see that one fucking... like somebody made a sign that was like, why is Narcan free for junkies, but my diabetes medicine is $750 a month? And it was like somebody took it and was like, scratched everything out except, why is my diabetes medicine $750 a month? Like, that's what it should say.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, God damn it, Jordan.
No, it's you know how I feel about healthcare?
No, I'm just like, oh, God damn it, Jordan explains memes.
No.
Dickhead.
Internet comedian.
Internet comedian El Hordano Diablo is going to explain the memes
flow through you.
Doctor of internet comedy. Let me dissect this for you here.
PhD in retardation.
I'm the Lisa meme, just explaining memes. Yeah. Just superimpose my fat face on there, which I'm sure Jess will have done by the end of the night.
Yep, it's already done. It's already done. Yep.
Oh, but nope. Yeah, fuck lazy podcasters. The only thing I can say is, if you want to do it for fun, great. That's awesome. Have fun. If you want to do it because you want people to listen to you because you think you're good at what you talk about, because it doesn't even have to be funny. It just has to be good. Fucking put the work in.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, it's boy, I can tell you, as somebody that has done a lot of phone podcasts, it's way more fun to do them when you have the right equipment.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you get this sexy big black thing in front of your mouth and, you know, you sound all nice and cozy.
You talking about my shirt first shift at the gay bar?
Yes, yes. Really sink your teeth into it.
All right, if it's more purple. If it's more
so that's why there's an eggplant emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Jordan explains emojis. Yeah.
Oh man,
Dr. Technology.
Exactly, exactly. We are breaking barriers on this podcast.
I'm just gonna start crossing streams, dude.
At the gay bar.
Speaking of gay bar, tell us about your network.
I run a network. It's a network in the loosest sense of the word. I'm not a professional guy like Mr. Sean asked about Lousy Weather Media.
Kingpin.
I have a promotion network that I run of different shows called Fat Lulz Radio. It includes my personal show, The Church Absurd with Reverend Justin Egan Sam, the Designated Drinkers Podcast, the Unserious to Serious Podcast, the Robin Slim Show, and a couple others, including Pee on the Pods, which has actually reviewed The Church Absurd, and they're really great. I want them to get back to work very badly. But yeah, I make sure that none of them sound like fuzz. So Sean, please don't hate me. But it's just a small group of podcasters that want to help each other promote and get the word out about each other. And, you know, I thank them for all the work that they're doing. And Designated Drinkers, I'll be on November 2nd, I believe. So look forward to that.
Look for the Fatitude Era. I mean, I would say probably sometime in November, early December.
Yeah.
Like once we're, I mean, it could be earlier than then, but like I just want it to be like when we're like when Shear and I came back, I don't care if this sounds pompous or not. Since we've been back, I feel like we've been on fire.
Yeah.
And like that's, I want it. If another podcast is going to come back and it's going to be on Above Below Entertainment, all the old episodes, all the new episodes, if I'm going to hit the ground running on something again, I'm going to hit the ground fucking running. Yeah. Like we're going to make sure that it's everything that we wanted it to be before and better.
Yeah, we will be performing at the gay bar that Jordan applied at.
If they pay us, I don't give a fuck.
Right, exactly.
Look for my new phoner podcast, The Glory Hole. It's going to be recorded on my droid. From the bar that you work at in the men's room. I'm going to have interviews with various guests, and it's going to be recorded through a hole in the stall.
Can you speak into this microphone? Can you speak into this fucking microphone?
Look, I'm telling you, the aesthetic is gay bar bathroom. And you're going to be able to tell.
I just picture, like with you in there, I picture the Always Sunny Glory Hole episode.
It's just recorded on an Audio Tech Dicka.
Fuck yeah, man.
I'm always there with the puns. But yeah, 100%. Definitely. If you want to check out those podcasts that I've listed, you should definitely check them out. They're available on all your favorite podcast platforms. If you want to check out me personally, I'm at RevJess_FLRadio on Twitter. I don't post much, but when I do, I make sure it's golden. If you want me to take your face and put it on various different movie posters, just hit me up personally, because I do that.
Just as my personal Photoshop wizard.
Yeah. What did I have you do? The Hate Flow Return just did that for us.
Yeah, I've done quite a few things. You may have seen my work when it comes to Sad Boys. A lot of stuff for there. I did the Bullet Club logo. I did the Sons of Anarchy logo. I did every movie poster that's been used to promote a show.
Yeah.
that's just me, which, you know, comes from living in Kentucky for 3 years and
being bored out of your fucking mind.
Fear of missing out. Yeah, definitely.
You know how much work I get out of people that are bored.
I figure that's how Sad Boys started.
Be bored. Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates lazy podcasters as much as Jess Smith.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.